This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program For a Better Life, and I am Beta, the narrator of today's episode, and I have the honor to be at your service, dear listeners. In this episode, specifically, I'm going to talk about the youth generation. We are living in a world full of obstacles, full of difficulties, full of opportunities to be deceived, to be cheated by Satan, by all the powers that tries to push you in order to enjoy the materialistic joy. And if we go through the social media, there are these trendy videos that are like, oh, this is life, and they have a picture of a luxury house, of luxury travel, luxury cars, and so many other things related to that, which is a bit sad. Because of we are changing our priorities from the spiritual aspect of human beings to this materialistic point of view. And it has a really huge impact on our youth generation, which I am among this youth generation myself. And in this episode, we're going to talk more about some solutions in order to stop being infected by this disease of being trendy, of being modern, of being materialistic. Stay with me, dear listeners. We're gonna go for a short break. IRIB English Radio here. You're listening to For a Better Life. So, as the last part of our episode, we talked about this problem of materialistic point of view, which is a huge burden on the shoulder of our youth generation. There is this feeling of doing something that you enjoy everywhere, like drugs, like everything which can be harmful to you, but you do it for a temporary joy. And as I told you, in this part, we're going to talk more about the solutions that we have to find in order to fight against this trend. Whenever I think of a joy that I'm really interested in, that I really want to do, I feel like, okay, let's think more about the thing that will happen after this. For example, you will do drugs, and after that, after the ending of the feeling of joy that you went through that by that chemical, you feel like empty, because the thing, the joy that you are looking for, is something empty. It has no root. We're human beings, and we're wise as our Creator, Allah Almighty, is. So, as our Creator, we need to have some reasons for everything. And when we get close to emptiness, this is like the death of our soul. So, we need more purification for that. So, the first method, to wrap it up, is you have to think of the consequences of whatever you're doing, which is really easy to be told, but it's really, really difficult to be done in real life. Because sometimes, because, you know, the system of our brain is like a short-term reward-focused system, which means that whenever you are getting trapped in a dilemma, like choosing between eating a really delicious food and going on a regime to have a healthy life, you will choose having the delicious food because your brain thinks that it will get the reward sooner than going on a diet and being healthy and being beautiful and then enjoy from that beauty. And it's exactly the same about whatever we're doing in this world. Because of that system, we have to think about the consequences about everything we do, and we have to consciously talk to our brain about the long-term and short-term consequences of the things that we're doing. And this is the key point towards being the manager of real life. You know, in every part, we need some reminders. Reminders that will put you in the right path, that will keep you there and don't allow you to go through the branches of joy in our life and stick you to the root of the tree of life. So let's keep it here. We're going to go for a short break, then we're going to come back. Stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need, all I need, all I need, all I need, oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need to be all I need, and I know that you see how much you mean to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need, to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.
Another method in order to keep focused on your right path, specifically in a world full of actually trendy things, celebrity, social media especially, which is really difficult to maintain your persona, maintain your mindset, and not be under effect of these things, I actually clarified one of the methods that I use myself. Another method is the connection that you have with Allah Almighty. As I told you, we are neglecting the spiritual part of our life. We are neglecting the relation that we are having with Allah Almighty. And sometimes we feel empty. We are looking for a reason. And because of the rebellious that we have in our nature, we feel like we have to ignore this important fact that Allah Almighty is always there for us. He is the creator of us. And the need towards Allah Almighty is not limited to the time that we were created. It is a long-lasting need which will last forever and ever for an eternity. And as you know, we have two different needs. One of the needs is like the relation between, for example, a builder and a building. As you see, this house builder is someone who built the house, and after that, after the time that the house is built, there is no need for the existence of the builder there, okay? But it's a completely different story in the relationship between the creator and creation when the creator is Allah Almighty himself. The need that creation has towards Allah Almighty is not limited to the time of creation. Actually, it is long-lasting, and it will always be there. You will always need the presence of Allah Almighty in your life. So another reason that we may feel lost, we may feel like there is no way for us to be rescued from all these obstacles, from all of these difficulties, is that we forget that there is a strong need in our nature to have God beyond there and have the hand of God on our shoulders. So to wrap the things up, I have to tell you that there are so many methods. I can tell you for every individual, there is one method in order to get closer to Allah Almighty. Find your own method, find your own way, and go through that and have some reminders in your road in order not to be lost in the ocean of desires. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to me. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, you know. share you.